Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, praise God. Once again, you are listening to Kathleen McCarthy and What the World Needs Now. What the world needs now is for all of us to allow the world to see the light of Christ within each one of us. And as you know, this ministry is inspired by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. And with that, I want to praise and thank God first and foremost for all of you who continue to support this ministry that allows us to continue to proclaim the gospel of life, to continue to preach and teach the truth according to the teaching magisterium of our one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and how blessed we are that through your generosity, we're still on proclaiming that gospel message. And we have someone with us today who is a real gift, and she is a mother for Little Sisters of the Poor. And Mother, are you with us now?
Yes, we are.
Well, what a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much. We're very grateful to be able to be on.
For those of you who may not be familiar with the Sisters of the Little Sisters of the Poor, Mother, why don't you give a little intro about the ministry, the wonderful work that the Sisters of the Poor do, and then we'll go into one of the reasons that we're allowing this time on the air is to be able to afford you an opportunity to advertise one of your fundraisers. So,
yes, thank you very much. The Little Sisters of the Poor was founded by St. Jeanne Jagan in 1839 in France. She herself was a poor working woman who found an elderly lady who was even poorer than herself and brought her up to her room, her own attic room, and put her in her own bed. And from there, we spread throughout the world. The first Little Sisters who came to Philadelphia area, they came in 1869 in August, and they started the home in three rented buildings in, I think, Jefferson and 18th Street, and then later built a regular home. Then we went to Germantown in 1880 and came to our present site in 1902, which this home was rebuilt in the 70s to allow for all the new regulations that have come about in all those 140 years. Well, our work is that we bring residents, the elderly, with us. We are for the elderly poor. And when I say we bring them with us, we really feel that we are really living in their home. We take care of them as if we would take care of our Lord himself. And when our Lord said, whatever you do to the least of these, my little ones, you do unto me. And how we lose so much when we get elderly, especially the elderly sick and those who have a lot of diminished capabilities, they are truly many of the our Lord's least, the least of my people. So we really feel that we are ministering to him when we minister to the people, to the elderly poor. But also, even just beyond that, as being humans, as being children of God, they have the dignity as such, and we want to help to take care of them, to make sure they're taken care of with love and kindness and dignity, respect, everything that our Lord would want us to do. And also, as they, as loving people, as people who have worked hard all their lives, people who have given to others, but they deserve it. And that's really what we do here. Since we take care of the elderly poor, we do have to reach out to others to help us.
Right.
Because what we get from Medicaid and Medicare is not enough, really, to help take care of them as we should. In fact, we get from any reimbursement we get, like in the nursing unit, we get $166 a day, yet we have to spend $240 to give them the kind of care we want. We have three levels of care here. We have the apartments, we have assisted living, and we have nursing. And the way we try to get money to help us is that people remember us in legacies. We go out every week to the churches that would let us come, and we ask for money. We have assistive goes out and asks for gifts in kind, like food or meats or other items that people can give us, printing. We have some printers who do work for us for nothing. And also we have fundraisers like we're having this Friday, which is why you're letting us to come on.
Right.
For 25 years ago, our sister Winifred and a Tom Couples started an Irish night where they would get other Irish entertainment to come in, and people would come in and, you know, and just have a wonderful time. And we wanted to honor them with that, and also part of our 140th anniversary celebrations, to have something a little bigger.
Mm.
So this year we have the Irish Tenors. And it's on Friday at the Leah Cora Center. And there are still tickets available. And I don't know if you want me to tell you where to find those tickets yet.
Sure. Give that out again, but why don't you give it right now?
Okay. You can get them from Comcast Tix at 800-298-4200. Or you can go online, comcasttix.com or leahcoracenter.com. And we have our own website, and that can give more of that information. Again,
okay.
If people don't get it, by just speaking like this, our website is www.littlesistersofthepoorphiladelphia.org. And there on the webpage, you'll get some more information.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're delighted. I'd like to say to our all of our listeners, actually, we were hoping to be able to have a mother on before in regards to this fundraiser for all the Little Sisters of the Poor who just so give of their time, their energy, they self-sacrifice to take care of the very least among us. And so I would encourage you, not only will you be blessed a hundredfold, but beyond that, you can certainly enjoy a night of Irish tenor singing. Say no more, I would be there if I could, if I was not on the air. But the bottom line is this is a beautiful opportunity for you and I, for all of our listeners. We can't always be out there to help the poorest of the poor. And this gives us an opportunity to be able to support these women that have given their lives as Christ's bride, and given their lives for service of the church and to service of the poor. And, you know, the beauty is God loves a cheerful giver. And I just want to just give you this little blurb here in regards to your tickets. It's an enjoyable, musical night that awaits you. Tickets range from $45 to $250. It includes a post-concert reception. The $250 ticket would include a post-concert reception with the tenors. And they are available at Holy Family Home by calling the development office, and I will read this out, 215-729-5153. They're also available at the Holy Family Home by calling the, well, I just gave the development office number. Ask for extension 1120. And again, you can go to comcasttix.com, all one word, or Liacora Center, and that is www.liacorascenter.com. Or you can call it in by 800-298-4200. Now, if you've missed that, we would ask you, you can always call the station here. We will give you that information again. We will give you the box office number as well as the Comcast tick number. So I would encourage anybody that would love to be able to help the sisters, but also look for a beautiful night of coming together, maybe with family and friends, and taking your whole family down to hear the Irish tenors. And again, it's not only their 25th annual Irish concert benefiting Holy Family Home for the Aged, but it's also a beautiful way that they've come together. They wanted to give something really special for their 140th anniversary. So, Mother Veronica, how many do you have, and how many homes do you have around under the Little Sisters of the Poor?
We have 199 homes. Wow. In 32 countries. In the United States, we have 29 homes.
That's amazing.
And also, I know we're looking for money for ourselves, but I think I would be wrong to not mention us. We do have 6 homes in Chile,
mm-hmm.
and our 2 homes in Concepcion were hit pretty bad during the earthquake,
right.
But praise God, nobody was hurt or killed.
Praise God is right.
Yeah.
Well, there's another way. And just in passing, Mother Veronica mentioned about the earthquake in Chile, and there's so many Chileans that would benefit the elderly and through the Little Sisters of the Poor home there, and there was 2 of them. So once again, if you were thinking about donating to that cause, to all the people that were affected by that earthquake, please know that when you do so, you're helping the Little Sisters of the Poor in that way as well. So you can double dip, sister.
Yeah, okay, and actually, I know if you went to the website that says Little Sisters of the Poor without the Philadelphia at the end of it,
mm-hmm.
there is a blog on there where you can donate directly to our little sisters in Chile, and our home is in San Diego, who will make sure all the people get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just had to say that because they really need us so much. We all do, but that's really very hard for them.
Right. Well, and I know these are tough economic times, but these are the times that when Americans, when the going gets tough, Americans seem to get tougher, and they reach deep down into their heart and their soul, and they remember what is important. And what is important is taking care of one another if we have the means to do so.
Our mother found us was just canonized last October, and that's one of the lessons that she has for the people of today, especially those who are having difficulties in economic times. She grew up very poor herself and mm-hmm. had lost her father at sea, and so she knew what it was to not have.
Right.
But she also had a great confidence and faith in God, and she used to say, if God gives us the home and fills the home with the old people, He will not abandon it.
Amen.
He will help us. We have to work for it, but He will help us. He will not leave them alone without help.
And look at that. Look, wouldn't she be so, I'm sure she is, looking down and overwhelmed with gratitude for what God has done over these last 140 years?
Oh, it's impossible to even think about it, because there were, at the time of the Great Depression,
mm-hmm.
there were 3 homes in Philadelphia. And they were, there was no government help at that time.
Right.
The people had no Social Security, no savings, nothing. and they were able to manage well with the generosity of the people of Philadelphia. And it's just really amazing.
Well, I know a little bit about the Little Sisters of the Poor. As I said, I have people that have been very, very active in your ministry, and I know the marvelous stories that Paul has shared with me so many times through the years about the marvelous care, the love and devotion and the tender care that people couldn't get the care that you give to the poorest of the poor if they were in an elite nursing home. Mm-hmm. So I want to praise and thank God for your gift of service to the church. I want to praise and thank God for your service to Jesus Christ. And once again, I just want to remind everybody, because it is this Friday, we were supposed to have her on before, but because of the snowstorms, we're only getting this out a couple days before. So it is this Friday, March 5th, 8 o'clock p.m. concert. And boy, I would love to go that myself, sister. I'm going to see what I can work out.
Oh, we hope you could come.
Okay. At the Leocora Center on the campus of Temple University. Now, that's down at 1776. That's an easy number to remember. Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA. Again, Friday, March 5th. This Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. will be the concert at the Leocora Center on the campus of Temple University. If you have, go on Google, or if you have a GPS, 1776 Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA. To order your tickets, please call. You can call Comcast Tix at 800-298-4200 or the Leocora box office at 215-204-8499. Or again, praise God for technology. You can go right online, and you can go to ComcastTix.com or LeocoraCenter.com. And, of course, you can also go on the sisters' website, which might be really nice for you to look at, see the wonderful work that they do when you go into their website, www.littlesistersofthepoor.org. Well, I want to praise and thank God, as I said, for the work that you do. If anybody missed the phone numbers or the starting time or anything, remember it is this Friday at 8 o'clock. You can call the station here, and Maureen will give you the information. We have it here. And I would encourage you not only to go out and have a wonderful night in the Lord. There's so few things today that we can celebrate in the Lord. When it comes to entertainment. And this is one of those things. So my brothers and sisters, God's timing is perfect. And if he has Mother Veronica on at this time on this program, then I believe he's going to bless it abundantly, Mother.
Okay, thank you. We believe that too.
All right.
God bless you, and thank you very much for having us on.
You're very welcome. I believe in divine providence.
Right.
It's kept us on the air for 30 years, so
all
God
right.
bless you. Bye now.
Bye now.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we also have an amazing young man with us today that will be calling in. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for him to call in now. And he is Don Selesky. Remember, we had to reschedule him as well. And how blessed we are to have him as a guest today. For all of you sports fans, you might remember Big Bird. He was a former Flyer, a Philadelphia Flyer. And so we are blessed indeed. Is he on the air? Don, are you there? Well, what a pleasure to have you with us. I was just sharing with our friends today that all of us remember you very well. You were part of the Broad Street Bullies at that time, of course. And my children, they loved to watch you on the TV and watch the games. And we had season tickets at the time, and they used to love to go watch you, Dave Schultz, Kelly, you know, all the rest of them. And I was thinking about you the last time we were going to have you on, and I thought, wow, hasn't God done a mighty work, Don, in your life since those days? And for you, for those of you who only see him from, remember him from the former Philly, Philadelphia Flyers. He's very bright, very articulate. He's a really well-rounded businessman that has accomplished much. And so, Don, before we really get into our interview today, I'm delighted, first off. Open invitation here at this mic, okay?
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. And now, if you can remember that far back, that's telling me that, you know, the age. That
yep.
You've been around for a little while.
A little while. Just like a good wine, I get better through the years.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
But God's done a mighty work in your life, hasn't he, Don, since those days?
Well, it's a real journey, isn't it? As life is a journey, our spirituality is a real journey.
And, amen.
And he has, I've been very blessed in life. I think that over the years, if I, as I reflect back, as we age, we develop this rear view mirror and we can see things more clearly. And we can recognize the way that how God has been with us our whole life and has always been there for us, and it's us a lot of the times that takes him and puts him on a shelf.
That's
but,
right.
He's been there all along. I think back to when I was a kid growing up, first of all early on an Indian reservation, but then shortly after that, moving into a small town and living across the lake from a seminary.
Mm.
And in the summer, I'd take a little boat that we had across and I'd go and hang out with the seminarians. And then in the wintertime, I'd go over and play hockey with the seminarians. And that was God touching me very early on. For a period of time there, when I was a young guy of about 10 or 11, I thought that when I grew up, I wanted to be a priest. But then all of a sudden, I discovered that I was all these young men in their early 20s, and I was a better hockey player than all of them. So I thought that maybe he was leading me in a different direction.
Mm.
So,
you know, I noticed at one time you made a comment, and I thought it was really a profound statement. And you were talking about your memories from the team and how you as a team had a very common vision and how you sort of really supported each other and you had that bond. And said even though you don't see all of them as often as you like or don't really get together as often as you did at one time, the good news was is that you could still consider them like a beautiful, almost a brotherhood. And really, that's talking about your entire journey when you think about it, because for all of us, that's the vision for the church, really. The vision for the church is that we should always support each other and feel that bond of being one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And when I read that, I thought, wow, he could say that today in regards to his walk in life, in regards to his love for Our Lady and the Church, and of course your Savior. I know that that it was a journey. It's a journey for all of us. But tell me what took you mainly, Don. I think our listeners would be very interested to know how through that journey, how God deepened your walk in the Church, because there's a lot of people out there listening. Who know you, who have seen you in the business world, seen you as a young man growing up playing hockey with one of the Broad Street Bullies, and today how God has really defined you in such a way that you're not only a well-known figure in the sports world as well as the business world. But you've become a role model, Don, and I think of all the things, that's what I admire about you. I loved when I had the opportunity to chat a moment with you at Monsignor Ralph's gathering for when he was made Monsignor at the dinner, and I could really sense the enormous character that you had. And maybe we could share and talk a little about, because maybe somebody wants to know, you know, were you always there? And how did you fall more and more in love with your God and your faith?
Boy, that's a lot to to reflect on.
You have to come back.
Yeah, I'll have to come back. when I think about it, I wish I could say it had always been there. I came from a good Catholic family.
Right.
Like a lot of our youth nowadays, I drifted away for a period of time, although I never left our faith completely. I viewed myself as a Catholic, a cafeteria Catholic. I was picking and choosing where I wanted
right.
God in my life and where I felt that I didn't need him, putting myself a little bit above God and in terms of my human nature. And where it really hit me is probably about 12 years ago, where I got a little older and I started to really reflect on what's life about? What are we here for? And what am I here for? And what am I looking to accomplish? And with all the success I had in, hockey, and then after hockey in business, and a continued business success, I felt that there was a void, that something was missing. It was, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. And I was so caught up in business and in success and everything that I could gain from the world that it was that I really, God was I wouldn't say a backseat, but it wasn't foremost
right.
in my mind. And then I got to a point where I was traveling with business, and after I retired from hockey, I traveled with business most of my career, and I was traveling 3 to 5 days a week for a number of years. And so I was away from the family, and I was very busy and had a lot going on and at business and a lot of pressure. And it really hit me between the eyes one night when I woke up in a hotel and I was all alone, and I'd been on the road for a long time, and I just said, what am I doing? What am I here for? There's got to be more to life than what I'm accomplishing. And I called my wife the next morning when I got up, and I was also not feeling well. I had a high fever, and I called her up the next morning and said, you know what, hon, I got to tell you, I'm quitting work. And she said, well, whoa, wait a minute. Why are you thinking
whoa,
about
Don.
I said, no, there's something wrong. Something's missing. There's a gap in my life, and I got to figure out what it is, and I'm not going to figure it out as long as I'm on this, this merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not suggesting for everybody to do that, but at some point in our life, there has to be a realization of what the meaning of life is about. We have to start to consider what it's all about and what we're living for. And she said, well, think about it, when you come home, let's talk about it. So I came home a few days later, and I said, you know what, I'm quitting work. That was on a Friday night. The Monday morning I went in, and I resigned. And I took time to really reflect on, to get back to get on a spiritual journey.
Wow.
And to really focus on the reality that we have a creator. Someone created all this. This world is too perfect. Everything functions too well, and it's too perfect for it not to be created by someone that had a master plan.
Mm.
When I look at the beauty of nature and the beauty of my grandchildren and the beauty of kids and the blessings that we have in life and the human intellect, I said, this just didn't happen. It wasn't like all this is random.
Right.
And as I reflected a lot, I thought, well, yeah, but the world's not perfect, and it isn't perfect. But our human nature is flawed. just like the world's flawed, you know, human nature's flawed. And I came to this, gradually over time, I came to realization in my mind that, you know, that there's got to be a God. There's got to be a heaven, and he created us to live for him. And our journey is continually striving to live a life for Christ.
Beautiful.
And in doing that, we gain eternity. And this journey of life is not supposed to be easy all the time. We're going to have anxiety. Everything's not going to go right. There's going to be illness. There's going to be human tragedy. There's going to be world tragedy, like the earthquakes that we're seeing recently, because it isn't a perfect world. And if the world was perfect and we had heaven here, there'd be nothing to, what would be eternity to strive for? So this is kind of, you know, 12 years of my life rolled into, you know, that got me to a different place in my life, and a sense that, hey, God wants more from you.
Amen.
He wants you to be a successful business person, but more importantly, he wants you to be a leader of other people and help other people on a spiritual journey in whatever way that you can.
And
so,
and you've been a wonderful
witness.
I've been
able to try to keep my life in perspective.
Right. Well, you've certainly been a wonderful witness. And just to give you, our listeners, some idea, I mean, you really, when you quit that job, you walked away from a lot. I mean, here's some, you might know him as the, you know, one of the Broad Street Bullies, but I mean, he's a man that loves education. He continued his education even while you were playing hockey and studying at Villanova, and Wharton Business School. Hey, that's quite a prestigious school. And you were a man involved in, a man with drive, a man with conviction. You continued to be one of the top salesmen, later vice president with ARRAC. That's tremendous, sports and entertainment group. And then president and chief operating officer of Club Systems Incorporated. And I think now, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe you started your own business. So you're also an entrepreneur. And are you still, is your business still Edge Development?
Well, you know what happened is that I started Business Edge Development. It was just something to, I didn't know where that was going to go. It was
right.
a sales training company and to help people with figuring out how to grow their business. And I met a guy that had a nice little business in New Jersey, and he's now my business partner. So it just was another
God's
thing
ways,
that I started doing consulting for him, and now I'm a partner with PRN Financial Services. And what we do is we work in the healthcare industry, and we work on behalf of doctors and hospitals and help them get paid from insurance companies, basically.
Mm.
So I've taken another step.
Right.
But along the way, this time, my commitment was to keep my life in order and keep things in perspective and not let my spiritual side get off track.
Awesome. I forgot to call Yuse because I had him in a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Don's going to be coming in. At that time, you were going to come into the studio. And he said, oh, my gosh, call me. He said, I want to be listening in when he goes on the air. So I did forget to call him, but maybe he's listening anyway. Here's another beautiful story when he shares about, you know, I mean, a very successful businessman and how, again, you know, raised as a Catholic, you were raised as a Catholic, and the beauty is we often forget, but when we raise a child in the way they shall go, in their old age, they're not going to depart from it, the scripture says, and you're a beautiful testament of that, as well as youth and many of our listeners. I know for myself, I always say my mother prayed me into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, unlike, I mean, I myself, I left the corporate world. I was a corporate trainer. I was a trainer.
Oh.
And I left everything to come here. And I remember the boss saying to me, well, we'll meet the price, Kath. I said, well, actually, I'm not getting paid. They said, wait a minute. You're going to leave where you're at to take something that you're not even going to get paid for? I said, well, it's the Lord calling. When I realized finally that it was the Lord, and I said, yes, I know that I'll trust in His divine providence. And I'll tell you, as much as I fought taking this ministry over, when I knew it was the Lord, He put a fire in my heart like no other. And I think all of us can attest that when we yield to the grace of God in our lives, for sure, He's going to prepare us to walk the rest of the journey in Him, with Him, and through Him. And what a difference it makes. And I had walked with the Lord for years and years before this ministry came up. But I was like, oh, I'm getting to a point in my life, as you just sort of referred to, where I'm thinking about stepping back, not stepping up and forward.
Right.
But God had a different plan, just like He had a different plan for you. And you were involved last year. We have the men's conference coming up. But last year, you were one of the speakers, Don. Before we go to break, maybe you could give a little synopsis of, you know, the message that you brought to these men about being really, you know, to be a man of God, to be a provider, a protector, a true man in the Lord.
Well, that's, you know, with the spirituality conference coming up, that's a good time for men to, if they have a sense that there's something that's missing in their life, for them
right.
to get out there on March 13th and join us. But we spoke last year, and UC spoke last year, and UC again, Use Meet as the MC again this year, and
oh.
He and I will be doing some speaking, and what we're going to talk about is men's spiritual journey again, and just share with men where we are and how they can get more active in developing their spiritual side of their life. But as you know, my message is that it's a lot of men are out there with a sense that there's something missing and not sure what it is. And as a man, we grow up thinking that we're the masters of the universe, so to mm-hmm. speak, that we control our own destiny. And sometimes when we have this void, we're not sure what it is, and it takes a lot of courage for men to just step up and say, hey, wait a minute, there's something missing in my life. I've got to, I think there's some type of void. I don't know what it is. To just explore it, to see, to, you know, go to something like the Men's Spirituality Conference, just to test it. And from my perspective, it's not an easy step for men because a lot of us are private with our spiritual life. And, you know, you talked about the community of the church early on and the Catholic faith and the community
right.
of the Catholic faith. And we really need to strengthen each other. And that's really what men's groups and the spirituality conference can do, is to help men gain the confidence to deepen their spirituality and do it by supporting each other. And, you know, if I could urge men to go to the conference, that would be why, to be around like-minded men. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad used to say to me, you become who you hang around with.
That's right.
If you're hanging around with good guys, if you're hanging around with men that have a good, deep spiritual values, then you're going to become like them. If you're hanging around with men that are doing other things, you're apt to become more like them. So associate with the types of folks that you want to be like. Good men with good values, good family guys, good leaders in the community, good leaders with their fathers. First of all, starting as good fathers. Then being good friends to help strengthen each other in the community, being good moral men with good values in business, and that's what we gain from each other.
That's right.
The confidence to do that, and the courage to do it.
Well, Don, would you be open if we get some calls in? Would you be open to answering some questions for this after our break?
Sure thing. I've I have till 6 o'clock. We have a meeting with the good Bishop, Bishop McGinnis here tonight at 6 o'clock, but I'm open till then.
Okay, well, you tell him Kathleen McCarthy sends her best.
Will I
you?
Sure will.
Matter of fact, I was kidding with Kevin one day, and I said, hey, I said, my ministry for 40 years was the men. I said, one day I would like to speak at that conference for the men to give that perspective of how a woman sees in a man that virtue and that courage to walk the walk, not just to speak it, but to live it out and to walk it. So who knows, one day that might come about.
Maybe we'll invite you.
There you go. That's what Monsignor said. Bishop McGinnis would have you there.
Yeah.
So why don't we take a break? Let me give the numbers out. If you're listening through the internet, it's going out globally, of course, and our website is www.inhissign.com. If you're caught in traffic and you're going to shut off your car shortly and run in your house, turn on your computer and you can join us and listen to live radio. Again, www.inhissign.com. Hit the icon where it says listen to live radio and join us in conversation today. Or you can call 610-527-2906. Or again, you can call toll-free anywhere else in the United States, 1-888-343-2484. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dear friends, people who love one another make sacrifices, both in what they do for each other and in what they renounce for themselves. The ultimate sign of love is to lay down one's life freely for another person. The compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that our Lord Jesus Christ freely offered his life by his suffering and death on the cross. In an act of divine love, the Son of God made reparation for our sins and reconciled all mankind with the Father. The Church celebrates this Paschal mystery with the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, in which bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. The Paschal sacrifice of Christ has redeemed us in a way that is unique and perfect, allowing us to experience communion with God the Father. May God bless you.
Hi, this is Kathleen McCarthy. First of all, I want to thank all of you for your faithful support in these trying times. It is greatly appreciated, and it is through you that we continue to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. When we're seeking God's will, as he tells us himself, seek first the kingdom of God and all else will be given unto you. It is a time for all of us to know that whenever we give in the name of the Lord, whatever we do to seek his kingdom first, that God will bless us abundantly. And so I ask all of you today to continue to support this ministry. We turn to you. This is an SOS going out to you, asking you to help us stay on the airwaves, to continue to proclaim the gospel of life and God's healing love to all of us who are in so desperate need of his love. Oftentimes, the very first thing we cut out or cut back on is our charitable giving when things get tough. But when we seek first the kingdom of God, we can be sure that we will be blessed 100-fold. John Paul II and tells us time and time again, our beloved former Holy Father, be not afraid. With this in mind, I ask you from the depth of my own heart, to please remain vigilant and faithful in support of In His Sign Network. This ministry had been called forth over 30 years ago by the Lord, and Dominic answered that call and responded with his own fiat. I too have answered that call and said, here I am, Lord. I truly believe this ministry is a sign of God's presence and healing love for so many. Will you heed the call too? Will you stand with us in these tough times? We need your help to remain steadfast, to be a voice crying out to be a light in the darkness as we continue to proclaim the truth of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. My brothers and sisters, if you're not already a member of our monthly benefactor program called the Circle of Family and Friends, please pray about becoming one. Please note that you can now go online and we can take your donations. We've been set up now to do that securely, and you can feel completely confident that as you donate online, we will certainly continue to proclaim God's word over the airwaves as well as over the internet globally. You can also continue to send your support to In His Sign Network, 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. And again, we praise and thank God that you have supported this ministry for 30 years. And in the name of Jesus, the living God, I ask that he pours out his blessings abundantly on you. God bless you. Well, we're back again, and I have here as our guest today, Don Selesky. Don, I'm glad you were able to hang in there with us. I'll let you go about 5 of. I know you have a meeting at 6 o'clock, and you're going to have to give us an encore, okay?
Okay.
We are going to open up the phone lines. Don was sharing about his journey and his walk, and all of us have our own story. All of us have had our own journey. And the good news is that everybody tries to, on that journey, to reach God, to reach up to God. And we have a God who entered our journey, and he left his world to come and enter our world to bring us safely home to our eternal reward. So for you and I, we have a God that came to us. And how awesome of a gift is that? Just grace. It can't be earned ever. And we are blessed that we have a God that loves us enough that he laid down his life for us. And we should remember that at this Lenten time. I want to remind everybody once again, our phone numbers. You have Don Selesky on the phone. He is a former flyer. And I don't know that he likes me to associate this and bring up this from the past, but a famous flyer. He is one of the Broad Street Bullies of the great team, Dave Schultz and Kelly, and just the group of them. They were amazing to watch. So he's shared his journey, God always being present there, but always on a back burner, and then how God touched his heart and he realized that something was missing. Maybe there's something missing in your heart. Maybe you're at that crossroads in your life right now, and maybe you're listening today. It's not by, there are no accidents, there are only divine appointments. And if you have a question for Don, he's been gracious enough to say he would take some questions. 610-527-2906. Anywhere else, 1-888-343-2484. And I was looking forward. I had mentioned to Don maybe he would come to our Men's Spirituality Day in my parish, which is usually before the men's conference. However, we got canceled due to the snow, and now that is on March 20th. And I don't know if you'd still be free, Don, to do that, but if you're floating around on that day, a Saturday, we have a lot of men that will really rejoice to have you. I'm not going to ask you for a comment on the air. I wouldn't put you on the spot, but think about it.
Right now, my timing is hanging on my daughter giving birth. She was due yesterday, and so we're waiting to see when she has the baby. She lives in Washington, D.C., and so.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I know about that. I have 12 children, and, you know, right now, we just had a baby baptized Sunday, so I understand about that.
Good stuff.
Good stuff indeed. I want to remind everybody that the Archdiocese has the Men's Spirituality Conference again. It's their second one. I believe they're going to do it annually. And it's on March 13th at Archbishop Ryan High School, which is quickly approaching. So they would like to have some kind of a pre-registration to know, you know, just not to get agita, but they want to know for the food. So if you could pray about it, think about it, please call and make your reservations, or go online also to make your reservations. So right now we're going to continue, and as I said, if you'd like to call in, we only have 10 minutes. Don has a meeting, and we're blessed to have you with us today. 610-527-2906, 1-888-343-2484. The funniest thing is you said, I'm going to be listening, because if he gets calls and I didn't, I'm going to listen, see if he gets calls. And normally the phones ring off the hook. So
I'm not getting any calls, I guess.
I guess not.
Well, that's okay.
I guess not.
You know, as a speaker here for the Men's Spirituality Conference, I don't know if you've probably mentioned it before, but we've got some men that are on a great journey. We've got Mike Piazza. Everybody knows him.
Yep.
We also have Jesse Romero and Commissioner Ramsey. I mean, we've got some great speakers.
Absolutely.
And then we end the day with
the Cardinal.
The Cardinal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been announcing it. And that's why I was ashamed that my own parish thing got canceled, because we always gave out the flyers at the conference, too, at our on our day. But if you want to, men need to really be around other men that can share in ways that nobody else really could relate to, unless you're walking that walk. And, you know, I like I said, I've been blessed for these 40 years to be able to be called into that ministry with to minister to men. And I know my first thing I tell them all the time, are you involved with other men in your faith walk?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times people say no. But this is an opportunity that the Archdiocese is avail yourself to it. It's giving you an opportunity to hear great speakers. Jesse Romero, and I mean, I've done conferences with him. He is exciting. He's a great speaker. And a kickbox champion, and of course, you know, Mike Piazza entertained us all the time. What a great athlete, and what a great witness story he has. And of course, our own Philadelphia Blue, Captain Ramsey. And you know, you have three different perspectives. So I would encourage everybody to make that. Again, it is March 13th, and it's going to be at Archbishop Ryan High School.
Yeah, this will be a great conference.
I think it will. And the first conference, I mean, they never dreamed that they would get the outpouring of interest that they did. And this will be that much more. More good, you know, good news. Word-of-mouth advertisement is the best advertisement you can have. And everybody I know that went to that conference has just done, told, you know, witnessed about the power of men coming together. And before I leave you go, Don, is there just a few things that you feel that the men listening today could really benefit from?
Well, you know, that's a question that could take an hour, but
I'm sure.
But I think that, you know, just reach out, be with other men. You've said it. We've been talking about it, but associate with some other men. Have the courage to open up to your spirituality and to pray. And it doesn't have to be formal. It could start off in just small ways. Just, you know, thank God for, just look at your children or your grandchildren and look at that creation and just say, thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And take it from there and open your heart to God. Let him lead you. Look for men's Catholic faith groups to associate yourself with, whether it's at your parish with a gospel reflection group. You know, there's so many different organizations. Just get involved. Just try it. And make the time available, because what your family gets from it, just starting with it, they'll see a change in your life.
Absolutely.
The witness will be there. Your family will recognize it first. And you know, it's the best thing I've done in my life is working at deepening my spirituality, and I'm confident that any man who reaches out is going to gain the same type of strength from the Lord and enjoy the journey. It's a good journey.
It is indeed. And you know, I'm one of the do retreats over at Malvern, and my family's been involved in the Malvern Retreat Center for years, 70 years. You know, the fathers, the grandfathers, now it's the younger people. And I'm going to tell you, I feel the same way about this men's spirituality conference that the Archdiocese has brought forth last year, and now again this year, the opportunity for men to get to know each other, get to come together, get to fellowship, and find out that they're not alone, that many of the problems or many of the struggles, more importantly, that they have in their daily lives, they're not alone. Other men have those same struggles, and if nothing else, that gives encouragement. And I really and truly believe with all my heart and soul that when men get together with other men, they become better husbands, they become better fathers, they become better sons of God. And I know so many wives that have, you know, said to me, you know, Kath, it's so good. My husband is, you know, he's reflecting and taking time to read his Bible. He hasn't done that in 30 years of marriage or 20 years of marriage. And that's what the men's conferences and men's gatherings can open our hearts. There are those moments of grace that you had in that hotel room many, many years ago, realizing something was not right, something was missing. So,
no matter where a man is on his journey, a conference like this could do nothing but help move it along, help advance it.
Amen.
Whether you're beginning or you've been, you know, working on your spirituality and your faith for a long time.
Well, I know you have a meeting. We've got a couple minutes, and I just want to thank God. Thank you for your yes. I'll be praying for that new baby. Please come back. You're a delight, and look forward to having you in here and doing the entire hour with you.
Thank you, Kathleen.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
My brothers and sisters, we're going to close now with prayer. Before we do, I do want to make an announcement. I just want everybody to remember the Life in the Spirit seminars at St. Catherine of Siena Prayer Group in Wayne. They're having their second series tonight. Remember, it's 7:30 to 9 o'clock. It'll be held in the church, and it's for 6 weeks. So each seminar will consist of a teaching and a witness and a sort of an informal sharing. So come on out. Open yourself up to the Spirit of the Living God. Again, St. Catherine of Siena Prayer Group in Wayne is inviting all those to want a deeper walk in the Spirit of something we just talked about. Come on in and come out 7:30 to 9 p.m. Also, I want to remind everybody, our own group, as I said, has been rescheduled, and the Men of Fire, if you want to be set on fire, if you want the fire of God's love to burn away everything that is not of Him, if you want Him to fill you with a love that goes beyond understanding, if you want to be a godly man, if you want to be a better husband, a better son of God, a better father, a better, if you're single, if you want to be a man filled with character and vision, then come to this. Everybody was asking me about the Men of Fire, and here we are. We're going to do it March 20th at Corpus Christi Parish, and it's a day of renewal. It's intended to bring men closer to the Lord by helping them develop a deeper relationship with the Lord, or to begin one, or if you already have one, to grow stronger in your faith walk. So come on out, March 20th. You're going to have a beautiful lunch. You'll start out with coffee and tea and juice and some donuts in the morning, a beautiful hot lunch. And my son, Brian McCarthy, will be the speaker. Father Kevin Gallagher will be speaking and of course, giving us the beautiful gift of liturgy as he celebrates Holy Mass for us. There'll be a time for confession. And once again, it's only $20. So your $20 couldn't be better spent. All you have to do is call Corpus Christi, and it's 215-855-1311, or call me personally, and I'll make sure you get in for it. March 20th, mark it. Right now, we're going to ask God to lay his healing hands upon all those who are listening, all those who feel burdened, all those who are struggling. Lord, we ask that you would allow your healing touch, the Master's touch, as Don said, that the Master's touch would heal us, renew us, refresh us, and restore us. And where we are weak in our faith, may we grow strong through a deeper walk in the Spirit. Touch our mind, our heart, and our soul, so that we can be Christ givers to others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless you. Remember, what the world needs now is you. Needs you to be inspired by the Holy Spirit and bring the fire of God's love to the world. Bye now.
At the rate of 1,200 feet a second. And on that discord goes, out into the far reach.